Welcome to the Acoustic Tuesday Show, episode number... Wait a minute. This week we're going to do something a little bit different, and it's pretty darn exciting. I'm actually going to take you to my house, and we're going to do the show from there. But there's more. Let me explain.
Hey, Rosie, will you sign a hockey card I brought from home?
Where'd you get that?
Well, I collect them, but I already had the gum, eh? Sign it to Bob McKenzie, my good pal. Put Rosie to Rose. I know you like when people call you Rosie, eh?
Yes, the Acoustic Tuesday Show is gearing up for a brand new season starting somewhere around the beginning of October. Why so vague, you may ask? Well, if you haven't heard, Whitney and I are expecting a new baby boy somewhere around September 18th. So I'm taking this time to be at home, help Whitney out, and ultimately prepare for the arrival of our new baby boy, Emerson Towns. So you'll be getting some sneak peeks into new guitar geek dad life, as well as some insight into your own guitar journey. And on that note, I want to actually ask you a question. And this question was prompted by a guitar that has deep personal meaning to me. In fact, I'm going to tell you the story of this Martin D41 Special here in a moment. But while I gear up for that story, I want you to ponder this question. What guitar have you played or owned that you have a deep personal connection with? And this guitar might connect you to somebody else in a very deep way. It may have helped spur on a relationship, or it might just have this innate, incredible emotional meaning to you. What guitar is it? In the comments below, please let me know the model and who the guitar connects you with. While you're thinking of that very special guitar, let me tell you the story of this Martin D41 Special and why it means so much to me and ultimately will impact your guitar journey.
Sorry about that nervous breakdown you had, though. I guess it kind of screwed up your career, eh?
You had a nervous breakdown, eh? Me too, when he was born.
Take off, you loser.
You take off, you numb.
Okay.
Welcome to Acoustic Tuesdays from Home, episode one, while we wait for Emerson to be born. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to share with you my guitar geek list for the week. And just because I'm sitting here at home doesn't mean I don't have a guitar geek list. I certainly do. In fact, we're going to kick things off with the story of this Martin D41 Special. I also have an interesting news segment from the folks at Heartbreaker Guitars to share with you, which involves a lower-priced killer guitar that actually relates to this one, a really special line from Furch Guitars, and some news about the boutique guitar showcase that's making its tour around North America. That's all coming up, but I do have to share with you one of the joys about shooting the Acoustic Tuesday Show from home is the fact that, well, I get to wear my pajamas, my Blackhawks pajamas. So I don't have a jersey today, but I'm still representing the Blackhawks, even though they didn't do so hot in the playoffs. But I'm proud of them. They played pretty fantastically well. This just in, I'm reporting live from Emerson's future room, and I wanted you to see where he's going to be laying his guitar foundation. So here's his little crib. We'll probably have to remove some of those stuffed animals. I don't think that's totally safe. We got a very guitar-friendly chair right there. I wanted you to know specifically that I've already tried that out with a guitar, so I'll be able to play songs to him while he's sleeping. And then where all the business happens, yeah, the changing table. So that's it. That's the live report from Emerson Towns Policastro's future room. So let me tell you the story of this Martin D41 Special, and more importantly, why it relates to your guitar journey. So this particular guitar was given to me by my dad, but under some really interesting circumstances. It was, I believe, right around 2015. It was in September. I had run my first marathon, and I was actually heading to a gig later that night with local singer-songwriter Shelley Bessler, who I've recorded an album with, and we had a gig out a little bit far out of town, but I got a phone call on my way to that gig. And it was my sister-in-law, and she said, "Hey, Tone, I just want you to know that your folks got into a motorcycle accident." And my heart dropped, and obviously the first thing I asked was if they were okay. And she said, "Yeah, they are okay, but they're in the hospital, and they've got some injuries and whatnot." And needless to say, it was really difficult for me to focus on the gig that evening. Fast forward to after the gig, I went home. I talked with Whitney. We actually phoned Whitney's parents, Whitney's my wife, for those of you who don't know. We phoned Whitney's parents, and I talked with her dad, and I was like, you know, I really want to go out and visit them. But I talked to my dad a little bit later after the accident, after they had some procedures and whatnot, and he said, Tone, I really don't want you to come out here. There's no need for you to come out here. We're taken care of. Don't worry about it. And that just didn't sit well with me, because I wanted to visit my folks. You know, I love my folks, and I wanted to show them support and let them know that I was there for them, and ultimately just have that family time during a time that was extremely stressful. So after talking to Whitney's folks, we decided to go against my parents' wishes and actually go visit them. And I'm so glad that we did. So we drove to Chicago. It took us quite a while to actually drive there. And we ended up staying at their house. Obviously, they weren't there. They were in the hospital. And we went to visit them in the hospital. We totally surprised them. And of course, there were tears, and ultimately, they were happy that we were there, but there was certainly a moment of like, I can't believe you didn't listen to me. But nonetheless, it was actually a really great, I think it was a great healing moment and a great together moment for all of us. And it was so great to see my folks. I was so happy that they were kind of doing okay as best they could given the situation. And so Tone, what does this have to do with the guitar? Well, this guitar is my dad's. It's my dad's guitar. And one of the crazy things that happened is when we drove out to Chicago, I brought my guitar. In fact, I brought my OM-28 Marquee, which is over in the corner right there. I brought that guitar with me, and when we went to the hospital, I actually brought that guitar. And while I was in the room, and we were just kind of hanging in the hospital room, there's not much to do. You know, you watch TV and maybe go to the cafeteria, grab a snack or something, but that's pretty much it. So we chatted and whatnot, but I busted out the guitar and started playing and singing, and my dad was laying in the bed near my mom's bed, and my dad started singing harmony, and it was just a really, it was a really wonderful moment. It was one of those moments that you really understand the power that music has, and almost it supersedes, it rises above anything else. You're not worried about how well you play. You're not worried about missing chords. You're not even worried about singing in tune. It's just the more of the emotion behind it. And that's one of the moments that really stands out as a highlight of a shared moment between my parents and I, is sitting in the hospital room with my wife next to me, my parents there, and my dad singing harmony to a song. And the song that we were singing is Ryan Adams' Oh My Sweet Carolina. Oh My Sweet Carolina. I'm pretty sure that's the name of the song. But nonetheless, I thought, since we're totally bucking all trends here on the Acoustic Tuesday Show, and I'm doing this from home in the comfort of my pajamas, I would quickly give you some insight and actually play that song for you now, and then I'll come back and tell you the rest of the story, how this guitar came to be mine, and why the feelings that I have for this guitar are important to your guitar journey. So let me play a song for you.
Sweet
carry me home. But I gambled all my life, building newsprint boats. I raced to sewer mains, trying to find me something, but I wasn't sure just what. Funny how they say that some things never change. Oh, my sweet Carolina. What compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition. May you one day carry me home. Out here in the city, feels like things are closing in. Sunset's just my light bulb burning out. I miss Kentucky and I miss my family. The sweetest winds they blow across the south. Oh, my sweet Carolina. What compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition. May you one day carry me home. May you one day carry me home. May you one day carry me home. Okay, so let me go ahead and pick up that story where I left off. We were singing songs, my dad was singing harmony. It was just a great moment, as I mentioned before. And the last day we were there, right before we left, he said, "Hey, Tone, you know that guitar that you sold me when I worked at the Old Town School of Folk Music, this guitar?" He said, "Do you know that guitar, that Martin that I have?" He says, I want you to go ahead and take that with you when you leave." And I resisted that. I said, "Dad, I said, you know, you're not going to be sitting in the hospital forever. You and Mom will, you know, recover and you'll go back about to life." And he said, "No." He said, "It's gonna get played if it's in your hands." And so that's the story of me actually getting this guitar. And I don't want to talk about the specs of this guitar, even though I think they're fantastic. It's a beautiful instrument. I want to talk about what this guitar means to me. And it really, every time I play this guitar, I feel like it brings me closer to my dad. Now, I feel extremely grateful. My dad is, of course, still here. He, you know, him and my mom made it safely through the accident, and we have a great relationship, and one that's much deeper, I think, because of what we share musically. But, you know, I'm still in Montana, and they're in Wisconsin, so every time I play this guitar, I feel that much closer to my father. And this guitar means a whole lot to me. It sounds great, but more importantly, it makes me think of him teaching me guitar when I first started. It makes me think of us playing guitar together in the basement. It makes me think of every single time I visited, and music was a central point of that. Whether we went to a concert, whether we sat down and played guitar, whether we just talked about, you know, what he was working on, what he was recording, or what I was working on. And this guitar really has all that emotion wrapped up in it. So every time I sit down and play it, it's a great inspiration for me. And I know for a fact there's so many songs in this guitar, and I can't wait to meet each and every one of those songs. But this brings me to your guitar journey. And whether you purchased a guitar new, whether you received a guitar from a family member, or whether a guitar was simply present when you had a great experience with a family or a close friend or a jam buddy, I want you to really try your best to get in touch with that, because I think what it does is it brings a much bigger view of your guitar journey. It allows you to really look at your guitar journey as a journey. It's not about... Sometimes we can get really caught in the weeds of getting things exactly right. Like I said before, like singing on pitch, playing things quote unquote perfectly. And while that's great, and I think we should all strive for that, I mean, it feels good to play things and be proud of them. And I want that for you. But ultimately, I think it's a much bigger thing, is it's more of the community and the feeling that music gives us, the expression that music allows us to have. I think without music, I wouldn't be able to express a lot of the things that I personally feel, and that's probably the case for you as well. And getting in touch with this bigger vision of your guitar journey is so important for your progress, and I'm not trying to take a story that's near and dear to my heart and twist it in a way that's like, well, this means progress, but it really does, because getting in touch with that deeper why, that bigger vision of your guitar journey, really does propel you forward. It allows you to open up that guitar case when you're struggling or you feel like you're in a guitar rut. It allows you to do things maybe you never thought you would, like share a song with a friend, share a musical moment with a friend, talk to a stranger about music and maybe cultivate a new relationship. So that's why I share the story of this particular guitar. This guitar, like I said, it's a Martin D41 Special. If you want to learn about it, please check out the Acoustic Tuesday Show episode where I actually go through my dreadnoughts in my guitar arsenal. And I go into some detail about the specs, and you can hear it and whatnot. But ultimately, being able to look at your guitar as almost a trigger for a memory or a trigger for a feeling really helps push you forward and sink into that bigger vision of your guitar journey. Something I think all of us guitar geeks really need to get in touch with, if I'm quite honest. I'm not trying to be a counselor here, but I think it really does help and ultimately give some context to the much bigger picture of your guitar journey. So thanks for listening to that. This turned into more of a vlog type of thing than I had anticipated, but once I get into storytelling, that's what happens. Plus, I'm comfy. I'm in my guitar den, so this is where stories get told. That's the D41 Special. And now, again, if you haven't thought of that guitar that means something to you, well, hopefully you have. And if you have, go ahead and leave it in the comments below. I'd love to hear what guitar model you play that triggers a memory of a certain someone. Please let me know, again, the guitar model and that memory it triggers in the comments below. I'd love to share those on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. But we've got some really fun stuff coming up today on the, Acoustic Tuesday from Home show. In fact, I want to kick things over to Brendan from Heartbreaker Guitars. He was so kind in putting together a newscast, and I wanted to include it here because if you're looking for a killer budget guitar... Remember I said that budget guitar was related to this instrument, the D41 Special? My dad, this is his guitar, he actually just purchased the guitar that Brendan's talking about in this video, and he absolutely loves it. So Brendan's gonna go over a budget-priced parlor guitar, he's gonna go over a special line of guitars from Furk Guitars, and he's got some great news on the Boutique Guitar Showcase. It's still happening, and he does a great job of sharing with you where it's gonna be and how to attend. So with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and kick it over to Brendan in Las Vegas.
Thanks, Tony. Hey guys, what's going on? It's Brendan and Toby the Beagle from Heartbreaker Guitars Las Vegas. We're in the back of the store where we do all our recording. And guys, the newscast for you this month is amazing. We've got Paul Reed Smith acoustic guitars on deck. We've got a follow-up story for you guys on Furk Guitars. This is a follow-up on a segment we did last year on a limited edition. So we're gonna bring that to you. And finally, Tony, I have saved the best for last. Guys, are you ready? The Boutique Guitar Showcase is coming back to North America. Actually, it's gonna be North America and Europe, but it's coming to a store near you, and we're gonna fill you in on all the details on the Boutique Guitar Showcase. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Okay, guys, first on deck, we've got Paul Reed Smith, acoustic guitars. You know, Tony, as you know, a lot of the guitars that we spotlight are really high-end, handmade instruments, and oftentimes, they cost a fortune. And we even get the comment from time to time, you know, why do you guys just spotlight guitars for doctors and lawyers? You know, where's the affordable man's guitar? Well, guess what? Now we have the PRS Tonnerre Parlor guitar. Tony, Acoustic Tuesday fans, this is the Parlor PE20 by Paul Reed Smith. Okay, it's got a 1.68 inch nut width. It's got a 24¾-inch scale. And guys, I'm telling you, this thing is a tone machine. And I've saved the best part for last. Are you guys ready? $499 matte pricing. It's an extra $80 if you want the Fishman GT1 installed on it. But I mean, for this guitar, $499 with a killer gig bag, by the way. I mean, have a look at this thing. The gig bag alone is probably worth $100. It's gorgeous. And guys, this was the Parlor PE20 by Paul Reed Smith Guitars, $499. Okay, Acoustic Tuesday fans, next on deck, we've got Firk Guitars, and we've got two amazing limited edition instruments. Let's start with the USA limited edition. Okay, so Firk Guitars USA actually opened their headquarters in Nashville a year ago, and it was kind of a special time. So they wanted to commemorate that with a limited edition guitar. So what they've come up with is 10 of these first GC guitars, first anniversary USA. This is a GC guitar with a spruce over mahogany to commemorate their first year in business in the United States since they opened in Nashville last year.
Live?
Live.
Toby, come on. Up you go. No, come on. Come on, stay.
Okay, they only built 10 of these guitars, only 10 available. And one thing I love about this, you know, with the anniversary editions, you know, oftentimes they're really crazy expensive. These guitars sit right at about $2,000 MAP, so you get an incredible deal on a handmade guitar built in the Czech Republic. Next up, we've got the Firk Red Deluxe. Now, Tony, you may remember that we actually reviewed this guitar about a year ago before they had even come out. And there were two versions of the instrument. This one, which is Sitka spruce over Indian rosewood, and the other one, which is gonna be here in about 3 weeks, which is Alpine over Cocobolo. But let's check this one out. It's got a master grade spruce top. It's got this really cool wooden sound hole rosette. Back and sides are Indian rosewood. Looks like Toby's out. Check out this body bevel, the star of the show. Now, this guitar's actually got two bevels. It's got an arm bevel right here, and again, the body bevel. So they call this the dual bevel. It's got full flame koa binding, mahogany neck. This is a Zerikote fretboard. That's a Zerikote bridge. And check out these Roman numeral inlays. Isn't that cool? Okay, we've got brushed nickel Goto 510s with ebony buttons. That's a Zerikote head facing. Check out this abalone binding throughout. It's got a 1 3/4 inch nut width. It's got a 25 and a half inch scale. And guys, this thing is just gorgeous. Now don't forget, we've got the same version of the guitar with Alpine and Coco Bolo gonna be here in about 3 weeks. We'll bring that to you as well. But for now, this is the Red Deluxe GC-SR. Looks like Toby's back with us. Hey, buddy. Okay, Tony, Acoustic Tuesday fans, I have saved the best for last. The Boutique Guitar Showcase Tour is starting soon, and it is coming to a town near you. The Boutique Guitar Showcase is like something you've never seen before. The whole idea behind this concept is to bring to you, the public, the guitars that you don't see in every Guitar Center or Sam Ash. These are the small bench luthiers that, in some cases, only build one or two guitars a year, and some of them are very exotic instruments. And it's just an opportunity to go to a guitar show where you're gonna see something, you're gonna see innovation and design, things that you've never thought of before that are so cool, Tony. And we've hosted it a few times, and it's going to be coming to a guitar store near you. A gentleman by the name of Jamie Gale was approached by the NAMM Show executives about 4 years ago about putting together a huge booth of the guitars like we're discussing, the really exotic one-off instruments. And it was such a hit at NAMM, they decided to take the show on the road. So they literally packed about 70 guitars into a tour bus, and they went to these different stores around the United States. And that was so successful, they decided to go on to Europe, and they did cities in Europe as well. So anyway, let's get you more information and details about the show that's coming to a town near you. Okay guys, so these are the stores where you can go to the Boutique Guitar Showcase. First on deck, Cosmo Music in Toronto, Canada, September 1st. Chicago Music Exchange, Chicago, September 12th. Gallup Guitars, Big Rapids, Michigan, September 16th. Sweetwater, Fort Wayne, Indiana, September 19th. Gruen Guitars, Nashville, September 22nd. Walt Grace Vintage, Miami, September 27th. The Guitar Sanctuary, Dallas, September 30th. Heartbreaker Guitars, Las Vegas, Nevada, October 4th. Westwood Music, Los Angeles, October 7th. Bananas at Large, San Francisco, October 10th. After that, the Boutique Guitar Showcase heads to Europe and then on to Japan. For all the dates there, just go to boutiqueguitarshowcase.com and get the dates and the locations. Okay guys, a lot of you are probably asking, what's the deal with COVID at all these locations? And basically, it's gonna be up to the individual retailers and the counties that they're in as to what the rules are. I can pretty much tell you, you're probably gonna need to wear a mask, and there's probably gonna be some other precautions that you have to take. The Boutique Guitar Showcase is very sensitive about the safety of all the attendees, so they are going to be addressing that, rest assured. But again, you're probably gonna need a mask. Also, in terms of the time, you're gonna wanna check with your local location to find out the exact hours, and most of them will require RSVP, so make sure that you reach out to your local guitar store to find out the hours and get your RSVP in. Tony, I can tell you from personal experience, we've hosted the Boutique Guitar Showcase 2 years in a row, and it is a blast. I mean, just getting to see all this crazy gear, it's so much fun, and some of the finestly crafted, is finestly a word?
No.
Okay. Some of the finest crafted instruments on the planet, you guys. It's gonna be awesome. I hope you guys can attend. But anyway, all the details will be at boutiqueguitarshowcase.com. Folks, that is a wrap. I wanna thank you all for watching. Tony, thank you for letting us contribute to your awesome show. And we will see you guys next month. From Toby the Beagle, Brendan, signing off from Heartbreaker Guitars inside the Heartbreaker Lounge, guys. Thanks for watching. Tony, back to you, brother.
Thank you so much, Brendan. I appreciate the scoop. It's always good to hear from you. It's always good to get the news, even though you are in Las Vegas, which is, of course, home of the Golden Knights. The Golden Knights, just last night, as I'm taping this show, they defeated the Chicago Blackhawks, and man, it was heart-wrenching for me. It was truly, truly heart-wrenching to see the Hawks season come to a close. But one of the things that really I thought was incredible was the handshake line at the end. Because Robin Leonard, the goalie for Vegas, was a former Chicago Blackhawk, He spent time with each and every member of the Hawks, and it was just the ultimate show of sportsmanship. So anyways, I know that's not guitar related, but like I said, I'm at home, I'm in the guitar den. This is where stories kind of tend to happen. But anyways, bottom line, the reason I say that, Brendan's in Las Vegas. Thank you so much, Brendan. If you want to learn more about any of those instruments, the Boutique Guitar Showcase, if you want to attend it in Vegas with Brendan, go ahead and reach out. Their website is heartbreakerguitars.com. You can check out their inventory and, of course, get in touch with Brendan. He's such a great friend of the Acoustic Tuesday show. Okay, well, that pretty much wraps up the very first Acoustic Tuesday from Home show. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, a new season of Acoustic Tuesday is in store for you starting in somewhere around the beginning of October. Again, this is all dependent on when Emerson is born and when I can get back into the studio. Something I don't want to rush because this is kind of precious family time. So keep your eyes peeled for that. The more details I know, of course, I will share with you on the show. And if you like this candid kind of thing, make sure to follow tack.guitar on Instagram. I post all sorts of playing videos, coaching tips, pictures and whatnot, all on there. So if you're not following us on Instagram, please do so. Again, that's tack.guitar. And of course, if you want to do a deep dive on anything I've ever featured in the Acoustic Tuesday show prior to this one, and even including this one, please visit acousticlife.tv. You'll be able to do all your research and all your guitar geek diggings there. It's almost like a archaeology site for guitar geeks. I just kind of thought of that out of thin air. Pretty awesome if I do say so myself. Sorry to interrupt, Tony. I'm all out of sorts and I forgot to take a sneak peek into next week. So let's go ahead and do that now. Next week on the Acoustic Tuesday from Home show, we're going to look at not one, but two of my guitars that each has a very interesting story that's actually applicable to your guitar journey. Plus, I'll be reviewing some Black Mountain thumb picks that I just received in the mail. Okay, I guess back to you, Tony. Anyways, thank you so much for joining me today from my guitar den at home. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much for being a guitar geek. And remember, guitar geeks unite. I'll see you next Tuesday from home base here at Casa de Policastro. Thanks so much. Cheers, and I'll see you next Tuesday.